Garbage piles up in Paris as strikes resist Macron's pension reforms. By Breitbart London on March 14, 2023. Paris, AP, the city of light is losing its luster with tons of garbage piling up on Paris sidewalks as sanitation workers strike for a ninth day Tuesday. The creeping squalor is the most visible sign of widespread anger over a bill to raise the French retirement age by 2 years. The malodorous perfume of rotting food has begun escaping from some rubbish bags and overflowing bins. Neither the Left Bank Palace housing the Senate nor, across town, a street steps from the Élysée Palace, where waste from the presidential residence is apparently being stocked, was speared by the strike. More than 5,600 tons of garbage had piled up by Monday, drawing complaints from some district mayors. Some piles disappeared early Tuesday with help from a private company, the TV station BFM TV reported. Other French cities are also having garbage problems. But the mess in Paris, the showcase of France, has quickly become emblematic of strikers' discontent. "It's a bit too much because it was even hard to navigate some streets," said 24-year-old British visitor Nadia Turquet after touring the French capital. She added that it was upsetting to be honest because on beautiful streets, you see all the rubbish and everything. The smell. Turquet nevertheless sympathized with striking workers and accepted her discomfort as being for a good cause. Even the strikers themselves, who include garbage collectors, street cleaners and underground sewer workers, are concerned about what Paris is becoming in their absence. "It makes me sick," said Gersel Dernes, who has been on a picket line for 9 days. "There are bins everywhere, stuff all over. People can't get past. We're completely aware." But, he added, President Emmanuel Macron has only to withdraw his plan to increase the French retirement age and Paris will be clean in 3 days. Strikes have intermittently hobbled other sectors including transport, energy and ports, but Macron remains undaunted as his government presses ahead with trying to get the unpopular pension reform bill passed in Parliament. The bill would raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 for most people and from 57 to 59 for most people in the sanitation sector. Sanitation workers say 2 more years is too long for the essential but neglected services they render to all. "What makes France turn are the invisible jobs. We are unfortunately among the invisible people," said Jamel Agin, who sweeps streets in a chic Paris neighborhood. He suggested politicians go on a discovery day to learn firsthand what it takes to keep the city clean. "They won't last a single day," Agin said. "Health is a prime concern within the sanitation sector, officially acknowledged with the current early retirement at 57, though many people work longer to increase their pensions. With the exception of sewage workers, there appear to be no long-term studies to confirm widespread claims of shortened life expectancy among sanitation workers." Still, health reasons were behind Ali Chaligi's decision to switch out of his job as a garbage collector for an office position in logistics. Chaligi, 41, says he still suffers after effects 10 years later, like tendonitis, shoulder and ankle problems. "Monsieur Macron wants us to die on the job," said Frédéric Aubissa, a sewer worker and member of the executive committee of the sanitation section of the leftist CGT union, at the forefront of the mobilization against the pension plan. "The stakes will be high on Wednesday for both the government and striking workers. Unions are organizing their 8th nationwide protest marches since January, and the 3rd in 9 days. The action is timed to coincide with a closed-door meeting of 7 senators and 7 lower-house lawmakers who will try to reach a consensus on the text of the bill. Success would send the legislation back to both houses for voting on Thursday. But nothing is certain, and the ticking clock appears to have fed the determination of strikers manning picket lines. Dernes, 55, is among those on the picket line at an incineration plant south of Paris, one of 3 serving the capital, all blocked since March 6. He has only been home twice to see his wife and 3 children. "It's cold, it rains, there's wind," he said. "Even if the bill becomes law, we have other options," said Dernes. "It's not over. Nothing is written in stone," Aubissa, the union official, added. He cited an unpopular 2006 law to promote youth employment that was pushed through by then Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin despite massive student protests that triggered a political crisis. Months later, it was abandoned in a parliamentary vote. "If the pension reform is voted through, things will happen," Aubissa said. "That's sure and certain."